Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fc4u1stopshop.com.
Well, hello, 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 everyone. This is Financial Coach Ray here, and I wanted to talk about the mind. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. Now, do you know that a person can be locked up, beaten down with whips and sticks, or even have their limbs cut off? But the one thing that you control is your mind. That is why the enemy is actively after our mind. As you continue to listen to this podcast, you will see exactly why the mind is such a terrible thing to waste. Now, most children today spend their time mindlessly on things that are not going to benefit them spiritually, intellectually, or even financially. It is mind-boggling that so many young kids are being raised by the ultimate outside influence, the television, spending countless and countless of hours playing violent video games, watching risky music, despicable talk shows, reality shows, the Kardashians, violent movies, the norm. Today, many teenagers are truly, truly misguided and lost in the cyberspace world. Remember MySpace? How about Facebook, chat rooms, and even porno sites? These places are taken. They are basically controlling our children, taking the place of positive extracurricular activities like sports. Remember back in the day when we used to go outside and play jump rope, double dutch, hopscotch, marbles? Those days are gone. So you as parents need to monitor how your children are dressed when leaving your home in the morning. Do an inventory of their wardrobes. You have their money and tell them to go buy whatever. Make sure you look at what they're buying. Young men, y'all should not be walking with your pants halfway down your thighs, exposing your underwear. Who wants to see your butt? Isn't that the way prisoners walk around in the jailhouses because they don't have belts? So when did this become a fashion statement? When? Young girls, you should not be walking out of your mama's home with everything hanging out, teasing and enticing the perverts out there. You heard me? There are a lot of perverts that are looking at you. They look at looking at provocative videos on BET, MTV. And these shows teach them how, teach them that basically you show more skin. The more skin you show, the sexier you are. Out of all these behaviors, the most damaging, I feel, is the musical world of hip-hop. You're listening to these mind-bending lyrics, words on iPod, blasting it in the air, listening to it in the car stereo that you are driving, mom and dad. Or sometimes they listen to it in the privacy of their room on their headset. So some parents say, it's just innocent music, Ray. But I say it is not. Any music that glorifies everything that is bad should be banned from your house. After all, Who is paying the rent or mortgage? Who is paying the bills? Type of music will destroy your children's mind, leading them to lose their very souls. Do the research, parents, and you will find that hip-hop is not just a culture. It is not about expressing oneself. It's actually a religion, which replaces the absent father in the household. This music teaches your children the most vicious words, tells them to disrespect the very woman they came from. It shows your children how to act, how to dress, and basically how to become insensitive thugs and menaces to society. Yes, I'm saying that. You heard me. The enemy is busy, especially these last days. The mind is what he's going after. He has figured out a way to totally destroy our future generation, and he is going after the churches. Do you know hip-hop is quickly creeping its way into churches? It's like it's trying to get to the youth. Pastors, better be careful and wake up. Do not allow this type of music, which denounces God and Christianity, to be played up in your churches, in God's house. Craig Lewis, look him up. He has a series of DVDs entitled Truth About Hip Hop. This young man has done a lot of research, and I recommend every pastor, every youth pastor, to watch these series. Watch it with the youth. Don't take my word for it. Do the research and get educated. Now, you can't claim ignorance, because I see too many of our youth today walking around like the living dead, like zombies. They have absolutely no respect for their elders or anyone, as a matter of fact. Their young, fragile minds and souls need to be properly nourished and realigned with positive influences. Now, if you find that you have indeed lost touch with your children, perhaps it would be wise to seek first divine intervention and pray for deliverance for all of your children before time runs out and before they lose their minds and souls. Finding a godly, positive role model, I know it's hard to find, or even a mentor for your children. But all of that could help lead them in the right direction. Fortunately, the ultimate responsibility lies with you, parents. Remember, you are the CEO of your child's life. So it is drastically important that you know who and what your children are associating with at all times. If you enjoy this podcast, please leave a comment below. I use my God-given talents and abilities by teaching financial literacy to basically everyone from youth to seasoned citizens. I am a licensed expert available for teaching engagement, mentoring, and one-on-one coaching. Visit my website at www.FC1stopshop.com. Or if you have any financial questions for me, feel free to contact me at 619-357-6558. Thank you so much for joining me today. And have a wonderful rest of the day.
You have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk.
Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4u.com.